Yo, check this out.
This out.
Previously heard. Good Hope FM.
Let's go.
It's time to welcome one of our favorite music makers onto the radio. Grimehouse, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
Man, Happy New Year. I haven't seen you. Well, listen. Okay. This isn't actually such an impressive stat. I've now just figured out as I was saying it. But this is the longest we haven't seen each other since we met. So obviously the 25 years before then was long. But
I'm getting a bit sad.
COVID, it is wild. The lockdown, the pandemic, I haven't jawled to any of your music making on a dance floor in the longest time and I've missed it. Yeah. How are you doing?
We haven't laughed together. We haven't done anything together.
It's pretty sad and I'm so glad that you made me an album to make up for it. That's very exciting. Meraki is the new album from Grimehouse. It drops tomorrow. That's why Grimey's on the radio right now. Tell us a little bit about it. If I understand correctly, you made nearly all of it during the pandemic.
Yes. The pandemic, when they told us we're being locked down, it was like, at the beginning, we didn't know it was happening, so we thought a quick 2 weeks of holiday and we're all good, back on our feet. So I spent that 2 weeks just motivated to come out of the lockdown and kill it. So most of the album was done during lockdown, and the longer lockdown went, the more songs I kept adding.
Wow, that's wild. What's it been like trying to do the creative process during lockdown? I know, like, ultimately, as a music producer, you can do a lot of stuff in front of a PC or with a music, instrument set in your own space. But, like, surely lots of inspiration must come from outside of the studio.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much inspiration you get from inside a nightclub, actually. And
that's exactly what
I didn't realize that until making it. So, you can hear a lot of the stuff in the album is not, like, It's no longer like club music oriented, rather more musical because there's no more inspiration. You don't go out and hear these big sounds and these big atmospheres and stuff. It's a whole different change.
Sure.
The weird life we're living here.
It's very strange. I wanted to ask, it must just be very inspiring in an odd and twisted way to be living through the worst public health crisis in human history.
That's always, whenever you hear people complaining about it, that's exactly what I tell them. Like I said, at least we can say we lived through something like this.
Yeah.
Experienced it and struggled with, instead of not being around. So it's something we can say we experienced at least.
Absolutely. So listen, Meraki is the new album. It comes out tomorrow. Two things I'm very excited for. The first one, as you said, more experimental sounds, like going to musical places you haven't been before. I saw in the little write-up that you've gone a little bit classical, a little bit more electronic. You've been playing with different instruments like trombones, which is new. I mean, I guess it's very old, but it's also quite new. And then you've also been spending a lot of time enjoying collaborations. Tell us how the album making has been going.
Look, I love my classical music, and I love my Hans Zimmer and movie scores and
yes.
stuff like that. And I always think like those trombones, like you mentioned, that can hit as hard as a bass line.
Mate,
So
the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack. Played in the club.
Harder than that, exactly.
Amazing.
Any harder.
Exactly. So, and then, please tell us a little bit about this collaboration with Amy Jones, because we're going to be playing a song. So the album drops tomorrow, but listeners, don't go anywhere because we're going to give you a taste of it right now. There's a track called "Don't Hide Away," Grimehouse and Amy Jones.
Yeah.
Tell us about
Amy. I'm sure Amy's no stranger to you guys. She's one of the most talented people in the country.
Mm.
And I initially made a song actually that is about almost 4 years ago. And I was looking for vocalists, and again it's just experimental, a lot of live instruments and stuff, and eventually I spoke to Amy about it, and she wrote the song 3 years ago.
Yo.
We recorded it maybe 2.5 years ago, and
wow.
we've been sitting on it for that long and chopping and changing. I have 15 versions on my computer of the song, 15 different versions, so this is the final version we settled on, and I hope people like it. She's actually, I was hoping to be with her now. She's actually shooting the music video for it at the moment, but
Amazing.
I didn't get a chance to get to her yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I know she's listening.
Yo, that's hectic stress though, because how are you going to be like sure that the other 14 weren't the right choice?
That's going to haunt me forever. And whenever I hear this version, I'm going to know what the changes could have been.
Yeah, no matter how big this song gets, you could always be haunted that it could have been, oh, that's terrible. Don't do that to yourself.
The musician's curse is you're the only person in the whole world who can never hear your own song for the first time.
Yo, that's actually really deep. Grimy.
Thank you.
You know, I can always count on you to bring the philosophy and the wisdom and the lived experience, but also the jokes. And that I really appreciate
that. You can steal that line one day at like a dinner party.
I'll credit you for sure. Grimas, thank you so much for joining me on the radio. The new album from Grimas drops, I assume, on all platforms tomorrow. It's called Meraki.
Tomorrow. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Tune in to goodhopfm.co.za.
It's all you need.